This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
This podcast is brought to you by Premier Surgical Associates. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. For more than 20 years, Premier's expert surgeons have helped thousands of East Tennessee patients in the fight against breast cancer.
Deep down the middle, he's got his man, and he's gone! Jason Swain, touchdown!
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give it to the mouth and a red flag.
Big Orange Friday. Y'all know what that means, right? You gotta wear your orange. Today, Friday. Today is Friday, guys. October the 12th, 2018. Big Orange Friday. So, I got my orange on. I'm ready to go. Like, I'm orange out over here. Orange shorts, orange top. My drawers are orange.
Are they?
I'm saying they are, and no one has any way to prove that I'm lying.
Well, there's a way.
Well, you're not going to know. Just trust me.
We do have video now, so, you know.
They're orange. No, I'm not showing my drawers. I'm just telling y'all it's orange, and you have to believe me because there's no way you're going to find out.
All right.
If I'm telling the truth or not. So, let's just go with it. My drawers are orange, okay? Yes. I don't have on any socks right now, but let's just say my socks are orange, too. Big Orange Friday. Guys, Charlie, you got some orange on. Ben, you got some orange. You got the Lane Kiffin pullover.
Well, and I don't care to brag. I have the best T-shirt on in the room. Forever Tennessee.
Forever.
I love that phrase because of Friday Night Lights, and they always say Forever Texas. Well, I'm a Tennessee man, a Tennessean. Forever Tennessee.
Texas can suck it.
Gotcha. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Oh, yeah. We're a few hours away from Tennessee playing Auburn. They are 1-2 in the SEC. Tennessee 0-2 in the SEC. And here we go, man. Prude's already identifying leaders. Woo! Need some offensive leaders, though. That was the only thing I was missing from Pruitt's comments was some leaders on offense. But two leaders identified by Jeremy Pruitt on defense and Darrell Taylor, Najee Warrior. And, guys, how you feel about – do you feel better a little bit that Pruitt has identified some leaders? Not saying that Tennessee's going to win the game, but from the start of the season – all the way up to this point, we have discussed the lack of leadership. We have noticed the lack of leadership. It's been a topic of discussion probably on every sports talk radio show in Knoxville, where it should be if you're talking about Tennessee Volunteers, but leadership. And we're starting to get a little bit of it. It takes time when you have a culture that Pruitt inherited. It takes time to build that trust. It takes time for some of these guys to understand that the coach really does maybe care about you and care about helping you improve as a football player. But here we are. Here we are. Second week of October. And we're starting to get some leadership being called out. So that's a good thing. How you guys feel about it?
This is what everybody wanted, or at least what they wanted to hear, including me. I wanted to see leadership on this team, and it kind of looked like coming up to the season and through the first few games, they were sort of aimless and hadn't found those guys. I believe Darrell Taylor is an excellent choice. He has been that dude on defense. He finally was the guy that stepped up. Thank goodness. But you're going to need more than one. I think they got to just keep identifying these guys and moving forward. Hopefully this leads to the Vols' best game of the season and they can maybe give themselves a chance to steal one here.
I think it's a great sign for the program and in the future, because it tells me that they are buying into Jeremy Pruitt and the defensive coaches and just the coaches in general. And if it was somebody that couldn't relate to the players, maybe I don't see Darrell Taylor stepping up and being a leader under just kind of another Butch Jones-like coach or even a Derek Dooley-like coach. So that kind of tells me that, okay, they are buying into what Jeremy Pruitt and his coaching staff are kind of preaching to them. And I think it's a great sign, because you're not going to get back to where you want to be without leaders, both on offense, on defense, team leaders. So I think it's a great sign for just Tennessee football in general.
Man.
I agree.
I got a chance a little bit last night to watch Grayson High School play on ESPN, and my goodness, what a freaking roster! Not sure who they were playing, but they were playing a team that had a Clemson wide receiver commit. It was on ESPN last night. It was a great game, and got a chance to see Owen Popoey play in real life, and then play and then see Wanya Morris play. And man, a lot of talent on the football field, and I see why Tennessee is still trying to get on Popoey. The dude rocks number one, linebacker. I mean, he's flying around. The kid's a freak, man. But Tennessee is still trying to get on Popoey, and I mentioned him because he is committed to Auburn. And maybe this is a chance to gain some ground with him, because Tennessee is still having guys call schools call Wanya, the Auburns and the Clemsons of the world, and hey, we're still going to recruit other committed players. Owen Popoey is one of those players, so maybe this game affects that recruitment. Maybe it doesn't, but it's worth mentioning. They played last night, and it looked like a little mini college game of all the talent that was around. Kudos to Bearden High School right here in Knoxville for an upset win against Farragut last night.
My neighbor, I was trying to get to my apartment last night, and it was absolutely packed trying to get back there.
Yep. That's Farragut and Bearden, man. I guess if you didn't grow up here or haven't lived here for a significant amount of time, that is, at least locally in the you know, Knoxville proper area, that's sort of the high school.
That's a robbery
matchup.
Right? It's a robbery game.
Farragut and Bearden?
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah, I just thought about that. It sure is.
Absolutely, it is. And of course, Farragut's been really good. Won the state title, 2 years ago?
Yep.
And Bearden, not as much, but yeah, I mean, that's a big upset win, honestly. With my high school history, I'm not a fan of either, personally.
Oh, gosh.
Went to Hardin Valley. Go Hawks. But
are y'all rivals with Bearden, too?
We played all the schools, yeah. I don't know if I would call it a rival or football
y'all,
team's never been all
like
that good.
Y'all like the Missouri of the SEC.
Yeah, kind of.
Y'all knew, man. Y'all have any real rivals.
Hey, well, they've had since when I was there, they won a soccer state title. They won a track state title. They've had a really good basketball team. I don't think that's the case anymore, but football's always kind of been floundering. So, yeah, you know, not – I think Missouri is a fair comparison for Hardin Valley. I'll take that. Fine.
It was Grayson and Archer. It was 41-14, and Archer has a couple D1 players, but Grayson, I think their whole team signed scholarships to go somewhere. Tennessee is also recruiting one of their players who is currently committed to Texas right now too. So a lot of Grayson players who are kind of in the eyes of Tennessee fans or in the eyes of Tennessee coaches are must get. Wanya, Owen Popoey, and then the corner who slips my mind right now. He is committed to Texas, and Pruitt went down to visit him. Tennessee's been down to visit those guys, and he is very much still an option at corner for Tennessee. But it's Friday, the best day of the week. Best day of the week. We're finally here. I feel like the week flew by, man. And then last night, it was like fall was like, hey, guys, Let's show up tonight.
It was like the Kool-Aid man busted in.
Yeah.
You know, just boom.
I'm here.
Yep.
Put on a jacket.
What up? Yeah.
I'm in here.
I had to, last night, I kept the AC on, just thinking, not, you know, I'm not a perpetual, like, weather checker. Woke up, inside of my house is like 64 degrees. I was like, frick, what happened? Why?
I love it.
Why are you doing this to me?
But, I love it.
Yeah. Ultimately, I like that it finally feels like fall. That is something.
Kiana Watson is a corner from Grayson High School, who was committed to Texas, that Tennessee is still after. 41-14. Grayson over Archer High School. Wow. What a beatdown. A lot of good players there on the Grayson football team. All right, Tennessee, Auburn, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Ben, you going to make that ride down there? This is weird because I kind of want to – you want to hate Auburn, but you can't because they hate Alabama, but you still kind of dislike them because we've always recruited against Auburn. It's like a weird game. I haven't seen much trash talk from Tennessee fans, Auburn fans, or vice versa. I just haven't seen much.
Because Auburn fans have spent all week trash-talking Gus Malzahn.
I guess so, man. It's been weird. All right, Swain Event, 850 AM, 100.9 FM. Be right back.
You don't have to take an L just because you can't listen to the Swain Event live. You can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Backed by popular demand, shop tax-free at Better Mattress during the month of October. Save hundreds of dollars store-wide. Better Mattress will pay your sales tax on any purchase. My Better Mattress has me sleeping better than ever, and it's handcrafted in East Tennessee, so I know it is made to last by good people who care about the quality of their work. Better Mattress makes it so easy to choose a mattress, you can get started right now. Visit bedrmattress.com and click on Mattress Prescription. Answer a few questions and they'll send you some options to start with. Plus, at Better Mattress, shoppers sleep worry-free. If you don't like it after 100 nights, they'll swap it out for you, and your Better Mattress will come with a 20-year warranty. Shop Better Mattress tax-free this month only. Good night, just got better.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken. Not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
Do you want a custom-themed tumbler or bottle to show off your team spirit every day of the week? Well, look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. Their tumblers and bottles are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the market. From stainless steel sippy cups to tumblers and sports bottles, Game Time Sidekicks offer something for the fan of all ages to rep their team with. They have many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around all the time. Use promo code SWAIN at checkout to get 20% off of your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler to make it one of a kind with things like your nickname, number, or initials. Game Time Sidekicks. Show your colors and carry your team.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
Better have your orange on today. It is Big Orange Friday. Swain Event fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. 865-255-03 is our telephone number to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports. Ben McKee, Charlie Burris this morning. I don't necessarily take John Adams serious when he writes articles like this. I know a lot of other folks get mad, but I just know John Adams to be a troll at times. And here's another troll job that I don't – y'all let John Adams get y'all mad. I don't get mad at John Adams. Because I think he does this stuff on purpose.
He absolutely does it on purpose. So I got to do a radio show with John Adams for a time. So I've gotten to know him decently well.
I'm sure that was interesting.
It was. I mean, just getting to talk to that dude for two full hours at a time. And first of all, he's one of the nicest people I've met in media right off the bat. He's a very cool person. And so my opinion of him is different than most because of that right there. But then past that, I can tell you without a doubt, he does this and he takes joy in it. He really enjoys getting people riled up.
This article, UT Vols football fans could celebrate another good loss against Auburn. Listen, ain't nobody celebrating a loss. No one is celebrating a loss.
Come on, John. Killing us.
It's weak sauce, John.
Well, I even said after the Georgia game, I was a little bit surprised with how positive people were. You still lost by almost 30 points, and people were acting like it was, oh, we've had a revelation. I want to see a revelation be a win, personally.
But it
was good to see that they fought all the way through. That's a good sign. But they still have a long way to go. I don't want to rain on people's parade. You can be as positive as you want to. I just sat back. Obviously, I did not really voice that opinion because it's kind of I didn't want to be a Debbie Downer on everybody. But I was not as like, yeah, that's woo, great stuff.
This is why it's important not to be a simpleton, because simpletons in this matter will look at things black or white. You either win or you lose a game. You're either happy or you're extremely mad. You're either getting better or you're getting worse because you won or you lost. We understand what this team is. If you follow this team, if you know about this team, you watch them first game of the season, you follow this team as far as news and injuries and roster and all this stuff, you follow them, you understand that Tennessee was outmatched against Georgia. Outmatch. Georgia's been recruiting better than Tennessee even before Mark Rick maybe was fired. They've always had talent, and they just put a little bit of on Georgia football with Kirby Smart. And we've had the turnover. We've had the attrition. There's no way that Tennessee was supposed to win that game against Georgia. They played a national championship last year. It was a play away from winning the national championship with that roster. And yes, they lost some players to the NFL, but still. You can still take some positive things from an L. You can build on some things in a losing effort. Does that mean you're celebrating a loss? That doesn't mean that you are, you know, satisfied with being mediocre, that you are celebrating a moral victory. That just simply means that you found some positive inside of a negative that's going to help you maybe in the future. No different than life. When things go wrong in your life, you take some of the positive things in bad situations. You go, okay, well, hey, I learned my lesson for the future. That does not mean that you are happy with mediocrity, or you are you're a loser, or you take pride in moral victories. It doesn't have to be black or white. You can look at some of the positive things in the Georgia game, which was the strain that the defensive line was showing trying to get to the quarterback. Darrell Taylor rushing the passer. If that ain't something that is positive that you can build on, and we get maybe some more of that in this game. You didn't get any fumbles, but you caused four fumbles. You didn't get any of them. Let's say you come back and the bye week and this week, you've worked on recovering the football. You've worked on, stripping and ripping it. And you come to the Auburn game. You do the same thing, and you create those two turnover opportunities. Or let's say it's four turnover opportunities. And let's say you recover two of those fumbles. That's two extra possessions. You can't tell me that was not built upon from the Georgia game. You can't tell me that that's not a positive. No one is sitting here and saying that, oh, we only lost by this amount to Georgia, so it's not that bad. No, you still lost the game. But from the Florida game, when everyone was kind of looking at each other, wondering who's going to make a play, digging up their butt, picking up their nose, trying to figure out, okay, are you going to do it? No, Darrell Taylor was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. There were some guys on defense, instead of looking around, saying, no, I'm going to do it. And that's encouraging. And it doesn't have to be black or white.
Encouraging is how I would frame that Georgia game. Not good, we're not celebrating. You would say, hey, there's something to build on here. And that is something. That's about what I walked away from in a real general sense from that Georgia game. Hey, there is stuff to build on here, and that's a plus.
You got to be careful today, because it happens at the highest level. It happens in sports. It happens in politics. It happens that you have a twist in narratives. People will try to change the narratives on you. And if you're not careful, you can get sucked in. Like, if you're not paying attention, you go, oh, wait a minute. No. That, no one is celebrating a L. Wait a minute. Whoever said that someone was celebrating an L? Well, this is what John Adams is trying to spin. He's trying to sell this narrative, trying to hijack this narrative. That was never the narrative. No one has ever celebrated a L. But if you're not careful, you'll get tricked. You just gotta pay attention. It's not black or white. It's gray. And Tennessee did take a step forward. It was just in a loss. You can't tell me that both losses were the same with Georgia and Florida. No one here in their right mind can sit here and say, oh, well, both games are the same because you lost. Same outcome, same effect, same. It was the same. No, it wasn't the same. It wasn't. It was not the same. 865-255-03. At least in the Georgia game, without all the turnovers, you gave yourself a chance. You gave yourself a chance.
The way I kind of look at it is that with the current state of Tennessee football, I think it's unreasonable to expect Tennessee to win the Georgia game, the Auburn game, the Alabama game, and maybe a couple of games later on down the stretch in November. But you want to see progress each game. You didn't see that against Florida whatsoever. Maybe from a couple guys on defense like Baylen Buchanan, Will Ignat, guys like that on defense. But as a team, as a program, you did not see progression in that Florida game. Against Georgia, you saw progression. You saw a pass rush. You saw Josh Palmer make plays in a big game rather than against UTEP or ETSU. So against Auburn, the elements are there for an upset. But I'm not bold enough to call for the upset. Yeah. So what I want to see is, I'm not going in with the mindset that if Tennessee does not win this football game, I'm going to be mad at Jeremy Pruitt. I just want to see progression. Against Alabama, let's see Tua in the fourth quarter for the first time all season. That would be a win in my book. In my opinion, it's all about progression this season, game by game.
A couple news and notes for those that wondered where Trey Coleman went. He is
who?
Yeah, Trey Coleman. He's a running back who left a couple days after the West Virginia game, and he didn't play. He was not happy, so he left. He has landed at Hutchinson Community College. So, you know, Hutch. If you watch
CP Flash,
yeah, if you watch
AK,
yeah, I believe former landing spot of Alvin Kamara.
They got some cool looking uniforms. Hutchinson does.
They do. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, they're not really Captain America colors because it's not that shade of blue, but it's similar in the sense of it has that red and then that. It's not like North Carolina blue, not Titans offset blue. So weird. It's a funky blue. I don't even know how to describe that blue.
They got some cool uniforms to be a JUCO.
Yes.
If you ask me. But if you watch the Netflix documentary, Last Chance U, you've probably seen Hutchinson a time or two when they're playing against the team who is featured in the next Netflix series. So Trey Coleman's there, and then Ron Thaxton, who was kicked off the team for being charged with domestic assault and false imprisonment there in July, he has landed at Fort Scott Community College. And honestly, I didn't know he was on the team when it happened. So I know about Trey Coleman. I had no idea who Ron Thaxton was when he got in trouble. I'm just being honest. I'm keeping it real.
Yeah. I'm
just keeping it real.
I guess good for the young man that he's getting a second chance. That kind of goes back to the whole Georgia baseball player incident from last week. The kid deserves a second chance, just not at Georgia. And in this case, Ryan Thaxton deserves a second chance to make things right.
I don't know if he deserves one yet or not. It's only been a couple months. To be honest, I don't. Who knows if he deserves one right now? It's only been a couple months since the incident, and he pled guilty. I'm not a big fan. There's no wiggle room for me at all when it comes to putting your hands on a lady. So I don't know if he deserves a second chance right now or not. Has he done in 3 or 4 months to deserve one?
The reason I said he deserves a second chance is because I misread what happened earlier this week in the courtroom. I thought he was not found guilty.
So okay.
That's why I said what I did.
Kenny says, hey, man, it's good to see the guys taking more of a leadership role. Speaking of Kenny, let me just share a little something with y'all. So Kenny, our guy Kenny in Nashville, you know, he's a DJ. And he DJed a Vanderbilt party not too long ago. And I asked Kenny to send us some footage of the party. And my man Kenny sent me some footage. It looks like the prom from Harden Valley.
Oh, he sent you some footage?
He sent me some footage, man.
Man, Kenny said he was going to send me a mixtape to listen to, and he still hasn't sent me that mixtape.
Hey, man, send the mail. Send the mail. It's coming. It's on the way. It's on the way. Kenny sent me some footage, man. During the break, I'm going to share this footage with you guys, and then I'm going to see if I can try to share it with everybody else on the show so you can just imagine a bunch of Vanderbilt students dancing to the songs that Kenny's playing. This is hilarious. It's great. It is fantastic. 865-255-03. We have Around the SEC coming up next here on the Swain Event. Hour 1, 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocket Top Sports.
For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Beatty Chevrolet is celebrating 85 years of low prices. And during Truck Month, choose from over 400 trucks and SUVs, all deeply discounted. Like a new Silverado, now 25% off. A new Equinox, now 20% off. And a certified pre-owned 15 Equinox or Terrain, now $16,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Big selection and even bigger savings. That's why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet.
Number 232 savings off NSRV, including all dealer savings and manufacturer incentives with approved credit. Must finance through GM. Offer expires 8/31/18.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man, select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to the Swain Event.
Around the SEC, powered by 42nd Street Marketing, your game-winning play call for design, marketing, and branding.
Around the SEC is brought to you by 42nd Street Design. 42sd.com is the website. The new SwainEvent.com was customly designed by 42nd Street. Call Mike at 865-382-7007. With their entire team working in-house 9 to 5 office hours and a focus on customer service, 42nd Street is the only company I trust my branding with. No templates, just one-of-a-kind websites is what they deliver. Again, 865-382-7007 is Mike's telephone number, and go to their website at 42sd.com. All right, Ben, where are we going inside of the SEC?
We're going to Tuscaloosa to talk about Nick Saban's biggest problem he's had in years down at the University of Alabama. You know things are going right in your football program when the biggest controversy all season is about the unofficial theme song to the Crimson Tide, and that being Dixieland Delight. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are very familiar with the country song by the band Alabama, a group of country boys from Fort Payne in the northeast part of the state. Like I said, it's Dixieland Delight has kind of been Alabama's unofficial theme song. The band would play it.
Outside of Sweet Home Alabama.
Outside of Sweet Home Alabama, outside of the it's not like Rocky Top, but it's a weird
sort of.
Yeah, I guess you can say so. But they, I believe they play at the end of the third quarter going into the fourth quarter, and then at the end of games, or at least they did up until 2014, where after each lyric in the song, the student section would chant very loudly, F Auburn, Tennessee, and LSU, and so on and so forth. And in the 2014 Auburn game is the game that the administration decided never again. We're getting rid of it. And fans and students were literally outraged because, obviously, that'd be like Tennessee taking away Rocky Top. That's what it means to them. So it is back this weekend for the first time since 2014. And there's one caveat to it, though. They have to make it through without Channing, F. Auburn, LSU, and Tennessee too. And in my opinion, there is absolutely zero chance that Alabama students and fans keep this PG rated.
Dude, did you watch the video?
I did, with Greg Burns, Miss Terry, Nick Saban's wife, Damian Harris, Alabama's running back, and some random.
And it was the class president who was just the most Alabama dude.
Cornball.
Wearing a blazer, got the swoopy bangs. His name was Price. Like, ugh, give me a break.
The Bama bangs.
The video was funny because it was obviously they're all really, except for Greg Byrne, they were all pretty bad at you know, reading for a commercial. But it was just, you know, it's this effort. I think it was, what was it, Dixieland Delight Done Right, I think was that's their catchphrase. Dixieland Delight Done Right. We're bringing it back, but you can't say bad words. Yeah, that's not happening. Let's be real here. And I've always thought it's funny. Alabama, obviously a band from Alabama, their most famous song is about the state of Tennessee. That song is Dixieland Delight. It says in the song, on a Tennessee Saturday night. I've always thought that it's weird that Alabama embraced that song so much.
Yeah, I like to rub that in my Alabama, my Alabama friend's face.
They even have a song, the band Alabama has a song called like My Home is Alabama, My Home is in Alabama or something like that. That was another famous song of theirs. But no, they stick with the one about Tennessee. I don't know, but this.
Here's the beginning. I'll just play a little bit of the beginning of this video.
Alabama AD Greg Byrne, and I'm joined today by Miss Terry Saban, Damian Harris, and student body president Price McGifford. Alabama fans, you know we are all about tradition around here. And we've certainly heard about one tradition in particular that you've been missing at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Well, I'm here to say that we are freeing Dixieland Delight. We're going to do our part here and try this one more time. So we need you to do yours.
There's nothing.
So my question to you, what percentage do you put on the Alabama student section to keep this PG rated? And I believe it's a night game, too, against Missouri this weekend.
Can you do negative percentages?
Yes, in this instance.
How many national championships does Alabama have now?
I don't want to think about it.
Actual national championships, like
real ones,
six.
How many do they claim? What, like 18?
Yeah, they claim 29, I think. But
I was going to match the number of championships they've claimed with the percentage, but I'm not doing it. I'm gonna go 5%, maybe even less.
I would be shocked if they don't chant the negative words in the song.
There is absolutely no chance that they're gonna keep this
absolutely
clean. Just no way. Come on. They're college kids who consumed a bunch of alcohol ahead of time. Come on.
But that's tough, though, as administration. You're trying to keep an entire stadium from dropping the F-bomb. Because remember a couple years ago when Tennessee fans were chanting, what, F-Lord or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And
it happens most years.
Cheek tried to come out and say something?
I don't remember that aspect. What triggered that memory is that Will Muschamp, that was the game that Will Muschamp said, I love seeing all these people go home sad, or whatever it is that he said, the 2014 checkerboard game for the first time. I believe that was the first game, right? Tennessee-Florida game, 14, the 10-9 loss.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I was there.
Yeah, that was it.
It happened.
That was such a miserable, miserable football game.
Here we go. October the 6th, 2014, there was an article by the Tennessean.
Blast.
And it says, the headline is, all right, man, I'm not signing up. All right, just give me a free article. Golly, can you get this out of the way? All right, here we go. Tennessee Chancellor Jimmy Cheek blasts student chant. University of Tennessee Chancellor Jimmy Cheek took a stance Monday against profane chant. Oh, my gosh, I'm not subscribing right now. Can you stop? All right.
Four pop-ups.
Man. All right. He took a stance Monday against a profane chant that originated in Neyland Stadium student section toward the end of the Florida-Tennessee game. And the chant used a word to refer to the Gators and Cheek called it totally unacceptable. As volunteers, we are better than that. And our expectation is that this kind of behavior will never happen again. I want to say that chant was just at Florida, right?
It definitely happened this year against Florida, I'm sure.
It happens every Florida game.
Yeah. I mean, I remember one Florida, one that where I was like, oh, wow. Wow, this is happening. Was at a Florida-Tennessee basketball game. Back when, I want to say, what was the guy's name? Matt Walsh. You know, the tall white dude with the stringy hair.
Oh, yeah.
During the entire game, like multiple times, the students were chanting, Walsh is gay.
Ooh.
Walsh. And I was like, whoa.
Yikes.
Okay.
Now that's a bad one.
This is, yeah. Because this is boilerplate college stuff. I feel like this happens at everywhere, right?
You're just saying. Does.
But there's ones
it's
where
just
you can.
Students being students.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Exactly.
So what are you going to do if the administration and the crowd chanting, you know, the F word? Like, what are you going to do? Punish the entire crowd?
You can't.
I mean, all you can do is take away, I guess, Dixieland Delight. Let's say the crowd found a way to drop the F bomb about the other team during Rocky Top. There's no way.
Instead of
that, Tennessee would go, well, we can't do Rocket Top anymore, guys, because, you know, the fans dropping F-bombs about the opponent.
Instead of wooing, it's just a big F-word instead of the woo.
Hey, man, there's no way that the administration could take that song away. No way.
I agree. On a little more serious note, on Fridays, I like to get your thoughts and Charlie's thoughts on other SEC games in the conference. You have number 14, Florida at Vanderbilt. Number 2, Georgia at
what?
Number 13, LSU.
And who's Florida playing?
Vanderbilt. And then Texas A&M.
Wait a minute, you didn't put enough. It has to come from your soul, man. It has to come from your stomach.
Vanderbilt.
There you go. There you go, man.
Texas A&M at South Carolina and Ole Miss at Arkansas. Do you see Florida sleepwalking in Nashville this weekend? Do you see LSU handing Georgia a loss, South Carolina upsetting A&M?
I do see Florida sleepwalking, but that don't mean that Vanderbilt's going to beat them. I'm sorry. Vanderbilt. Doesn't mean they're going to beat them. I do see LSU beating Georgia, though.
I like it.
I do see that. I would actually pick that game. I would pick LSU to win, honestly. I'm not that afraid of Georgia. I have not been all that impressed with Georgia, even though they are undefeated. I think LSU has a chance to win. It's at home. I think they can win. And then what was the other one? Did you say Arkansas?
Ole Miss plays at Arkansas, which will be non-interesting at all. You have
no defense.
Derek Dooley's offense going up against intern Butch Jones in Tuscaloosa, which if you told me a year ago today that Derek Dooley was going to be facing Butch Jones as the offensive coordinator at Missouri and Butch Jones was going to be the intern at the University of Alabama, I would have laughed in your face.
I like how you're trying to make this seem like that Butch was important. Derek Dooley against Butch Jones. No, Derek Dooley
it's a former Tennessee coach's bowl.
Derek Dooley is going up against Nick Saban.
And Tosh LaPoy.
Yeah. I know. But the other one, the bigger game, was number 22, Texas A&M at South Carolina.
No, I don't trust South Carolina. So I don't think there's going to be any upsets except for LSU. But I know if we don't get to the phones, Buck Nasty will be upset. So let's do that. Buck Nasty, good morning.
What's going on, Swain?
My man, Buck Nasty. What's up, man?
Man, I've had a god-awful week, and it's been bad, son. And I'm just about ready to tear a hole in somebody's head just up to this ball game here. Let me tell you, son.
Well, it's been
bad, Swaino. Done had to have a tooth pulled, got attacked by red wash, the yellow jackets, the whole nine yards. My favorite dog tried to bite me. Can't even smoke my L&M cigarettes. It's been bad. It's been bad.
That sounds like a rough week, my friend.
Yeah.
Rough week. Only a Vol win can help make that go away.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, and that's what I was calling in for, boys. Can you give it to me one time, Big Orange, just one time? Pick old Buck Nasty up from the depths of the valley down here one time, and let me set up high on the hill one time here for me. Oh, I need something bad. I need a big W from the Big Orange, son. I'm watching that Big Orange ball lift up here in the sky here in West Tennessee right now, and it just about got me on shouting ground. I'm so tore up and about ready to cry the whole nine yards. And, son, just one time, just a big give him six one time and just tear a hole over there in them Tigers or Eagles or whatever they are, they ought to have Bruce Jenner as their mascot because they don't know what they are.
Oh, my gosh.
They don't know if they're an eagle. They don't know if they're a tiger. They just got stuff flying around the stadium and wild animals running around. They don't have a clue. That's why their defense didn't show up last week. They didn't know whether they wanted to fly or whether to die, son. Oh, it's been bad. Y'all was talking about Alabama a while ago. Let's get on them a little while. You want to know why they like Dixieland Delight by Alabama?
Why is that?
Because they can't spell Leonard Skinnerd when they look up Home Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, boy.
Oh, but
God. I don't like Alabama. I don't like the state. The whole state stinks. The farther lower you go, the worse it gets. And I don't like none of them, son. Except for you, Swaino. You the best things to ever come from Bama is all I can say.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Thank you, man. I was worried for a second, man. I was nervous. I was like, man, does that include me too, Buck Nasty? Oh, man. Buck Nasty, you shut the house down today, buddy.
That's good stuff.
Oh, I'm wound up tighter than a tick's tail, son.
Yeah, I've always wanted the whole War Eagle, Tiger thing. I got a couple Auburn fans that try to tell me the story, but I stopped paying attention after the first 30 seconds of them explaining it. Started, like, thinking about what I had to do that day and start thinking about my grocery list and errands I had to run. Because the story is so long. It's so boring. It's a boring story. So I've never quite understood the entire story about why they have two mascots. I don't know.
It don't make a whole lot of sense, Swain. It's kind of like Alabama hollering Roll Tide, and the only reason they do that is because they can't spell elephant. I mean, the whole daggum state's illiterate. I mean, I don't know what the deal is.
Buck Nasty, man, we love you, man. We love you.
Love you guys. You guys have a good day. I'm going to get off here and listen to what your thoughts are. Get me, Jack. Get me going, boys. Come on, let's talk it up a little here.
All right, man. Thanks. Thanks for the phone call, Buck Nasty.
I mean, Buck Nasty pretty much brought all the energy. It might be more than anything I could muster. My goodness.
I think we need to give Buck Nasty the microphone and we listen to him for the next 2 hours.
Got me hyped up.
My goodness. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. I don't know if that was appropriate what Buck Nasty said, but I don't know what he said. Yeah. I don't know. Got to go to break. Adam, what coming up next?
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
Today looks to be sunny with a high of 66 and a low of 48. Gus Malzahn is severely overrated. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 63 and a low of 47. Auburn fans need to choose a nickname they identify as, or because it's 2018, they can identify as whatever they want. Who knows? Sunday, there is a 50% chance of rain with a high in the mid-60s. Gus's wife is also kind of a loon. Weather on the Swain Event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Do you have cracks in your foundation?
a wet basement, or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry. Today looks to be sunny with a high of 66 and a low of 48. Gus Malzahn is severely overrated. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 63 and a low of 47. Auburn fans need to choose a nickname they identify as, or because it's 2018, they can identify as whatever they want. Who knows? Sunday, there is a 50% chance of rain with a high in the mid-60s. Gus's wife is also kind of a loon. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
1 in 8 American women will be diagnosed with breast cancer during their lifetime. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Premier Surgical Associates of Knoxville urges you to encourage the women in your life to get screened for breast cancer now. Early detection is key, and Premier Surgical is at the forefront of the latest diagnosis and treatment of breast cancer. Visit PremierSurgical.com for more information about the surgical treatment of breast cancer. Premier Surgical, expertise you can trust.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
I like your style. You remind me of a young me.
Failure is not an option.
That boy is good.
Don't remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Attaboy.
Huh. That was a very interesting commercial break, guys. That was a really interesting last 5 minutes. Buck Nasty and the weather report. First time hearing that weather report. Wow. Huh. Attaboy is brought to you by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com. It's time for Attaboy.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Every 2 minutes, a woman in the United States is diagnosed with breast cancer. Premier Surgical's physicians partner with each of their breast cancer patients to help them choose the treatment option that is best for them. They use a team approach. Premier Surgeons conference weekly with a specialty team at the hospitals that include oncologists, radiologists, pathologists, and reconstructive surgeons. And they practice at multiple locations, including Thompson Cancer Survival Center, Park West, and Tenova Cancer Center. Visit PremierSurgical.com for more information. That's Premier Surgical, expertise you can trust. I have an attaboy for a former Tennessee basketball player, the man, the myth, the legend, Scotty Hop. Scotty Hopson yesterday signed with the Oklahoma City Thunder. As of right now, the terms of that contract have not been disclosed. But, of course, he's a great in the pantheon of Tennessee basketball history. This is from Tennessee. Hopson signing now gives Tennessee 5 alums who are currently under NBA contracts. They include Tobias Harris with the Clippers, Jordan McRae with the Wizards, Josh Richardson and Jarnell Stokes both with the Miami Heat. So shout out to Scotty Hopson doing big things in the pros.
And sticking with basketball. And right now we're working on getting Josh Richardson and Jarnell Stokes. And we should have Jordan McRae on sometime next week for an interview as we get ready for basketball season. But sticking with basketball, Tom's at Koyak, Tennessee's men's basketball SID, tweeted out a really cool, it wasn't necessarily a long story, but a nice little story within a tweet, that local 8th grader AJ chose to do a school project on the history of Tennessee basketball. And yesterday, before basketball practice, AJ conducted an interview with Rick Barnes for that project. So I think it's really cool to see Rick Barnes really just have an open door policy for situations, not situations, but for things like this. It's just really cool and kind of shows just who Rick Barnes is. And not just Rick Barnes, but the Tennessee basketball program in general and kind of what they stand for.
Rick's the coolest coach of Tennessee. The coolest coach I think I've I've ever really come in contact with. I think I told the story on the show. Rick has a media appreciation kind of dinner thing every year. Went to it a couple years ago with my wife, and the man literally sat down with us for 45 minutes and just talked to us, and, you know, extremely personable, told us about his family, told us about he was buying a new house, and we were talking to him about it. I can tell you, not every coach would do that. You know, their time is extremely valuable, and he's just down to earth, cool, and I love seeing that, and it is very much in the character of Rick Barnes. I love it.
Rick Barnes understands that when you coach at a major program, you are invested in the community, and I don't know who does it better than Rick Barnes. I mean, if it's not Rick Barnes' contributions to Embry Youth Foundation and their initiative to impact our inner city communities here in Knoxville, it's something else. Rick Barnes understands that it's about an investment into the community. The community is investing into you, and you as a head coach, you have a huge impact. You have a huge platform, and you can do a lot of good in this community. And so Rick Barnes has not only accepted that challenge, but he's been excellent. And we're so lucky to have a coach like Rick Barnes that not only is a good basketball coach, but is a leader of men. And, you know, Konzo was like that, too. He was a leader of men, too. But it's really good to know that our coach is not only helping our guys become better basketball players, but better men that will go out and be great husbands and fathers and leaders. And, that's what it's all about. Hour two is coming up around the corner, 8:50 a.m. here on Rocky Top Sports. Swain Event is fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America.